Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Yes, I am receiving charges in my bank account from y'all, and I didn't purchase anything from y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code, please?
74601.
And your first and last name?
Lori Hightower.
And can you verify that address for me, please?
802 North Ash, Ponca City, Oklahoma, 74601.
Yes, ma'am. In one moment while I take a look at your account. Okay, yes, ma'am. So on April 12th, do you remember paying a dollar or two for a sweepstakes for a mixer?
For a what?
For a mixer.
A mixer?
Yes, ma'am. M-I-X-E-R.
No. The only thing I've ordered is an ice machine.
Yes, ma'am. So no one, not you or either no one in your household could have made that purchase on April 12th?
No.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, so are you saying that this is fraud?
I'm saying it's fraud because I didn't. The only thing I have ordered, let me look what day I ordered that ice machine. Hang on just a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
I did have it. Let's see. That might make sense. Give me 1 second. On May 4th, I ordered an ice machine.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So
other than
this
that, looking back, when did this mixer supposed to get ordered?
April 12th.
I'm going to look back at April 12th. Hang on. Because I'm in my bank account. Be able to see if I can get this figured out. Nope, on April 12th, the only charge I'm showing is Country Kitchen. And then on the 13th, there's a $59 charge from y'all.
Yes, ma'am. That is for the sweepstakes for the mixer, but since you are stating that you didn't make that charge, ma'am, I will be transferring you to the fraud department.
Okay, it wasn't me.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I didn't get the mixer.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't that due? Because I ordered that after this.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do have all of your information being forwarded to the fraud department. I do thank you for calling customer service and hold for one moment, okay?
Okay.